Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I read an interesting piece in one of the problem pages, because that's what I normally do every single day is read problem pages. Actually, I'm lying. I didn't read it at all. Aisling read it, actually, in fairness, and told me about it. So let's be fair. So I'll start again. Aisling read an interesting piece in one of the problem pages where a mum has confessed she's struggling with her teenage daughter's horrible behaviour and has asked for some much-needed advice on what she's doing wrong, or maybe she is doing something wrong. Now, we often hear about, you know, I suppose the terrible twos, but some parents struggle more with their children when they reach teenage years. One mum admitted she and her husband are having an incredibly difficult time with their 14-year-old daughter, who is mean to them, and her younger brother. The unnamed parent seems to be at the end of their tether, so to speak, and has turned to an agony aunt for some advice. So she wrote to Laura Mazza at Kidspot, advice needed, and the mum branded her daughter horrible and confessed her love for her child is turning into hate. That's a sad day, isn't it, when you start to hate your own child? Although I did mention to you, I had a friend many years ago that hated his own 4-year-old. Anyway, she said, our 14-year-old daughter has turned into that horrible teenager we all read about and dread. We put up with her backchat, rudeness and laziness, to name but a few. She's extremely horrible to us as parents, but even her younger brother as well. Recently, the situation has gotten worse to the point she has told her brother she wishes he was dead and how she wishes she was an only child. Daily we put up on her horrible side. We have tried everything to stop it. Now I've started to turn my love to her to hate. My husband wants to send her to boarding school as we just can't deal with it anymore. Now, the mum goes on to say that her daughter's behaviour has caused a major split in their family, as everyone else thinks she's kind-hearted and well-behaved, but I suppose they're not seeing what she's doing in the home. You know, that whole kind of thing of street angel, house devil, isn't that what they say? So this has caused the parent to wonder what they've actually done wrong, and are they doing something wrong? And sometimes they're just not doing anything wrong. You can have 4 good, really good kids and 1 mad one. Anyway, today I want to know what you think about unruly teenagers. And not just unruly teenagers and rude and horrible teenagers that you fall out of love with, essentially, but those that you're actually afraid of. And I've spoken to parents over the years who are afraid of their own children. I mean, you can imagine, say, a stay-at-home mum or a single mum, probably not so much men because they tend to be physically bigger, who is afraid of her own son who's maybe 14 or 15 years of age, who's now taller than her, bigger than her, and she's afraid of him. Or a daughter that might be bigger, or, you know, physically bigger than her, and or who's rougher, certainly, or better able to deal with herself than a mother, or indeed maybe a father. And they're actually physically afraid of them. They're being bullied by their own children. There are people out there who are bullied by their own children, harassed by their own children, physically assaulted by their own children. But let's just deal with this one as well. Horrible teenagers, rude, mean. And I don't want to make a blanket statement because it would be unfair, because there's lots of good kids out there. But maybe it's just me. But I'm looking at teenagers nowadays and they're very different to teenagers when I was a kid. Maybe that's just an old-fashioned thing to say, but I know that the things that kids say to their parents nowadays, I would have never said to my parents. Because I can tell you now, my father would have inserted his fist in my chest if I had spoke to my mother the way I see kids speaking to their mothers nowadays. I think that's just a different generation. But let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. What advice would you give to this woman who has a child who she's actually starting to hate, a 14-year-old? Robbie, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Robbie?
Not bad, long time no speak.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Robbie. Hope you hope you enjoyed your holiday as well. I enjoyed mine.
I did.
So, Robbie, well, look, you've 3 daughters, okay?
I do.
Obviously, you don't have any sons to compare them to, but no. I'm sure your mates have sons and what have you. I mean, is it more difficult, girls? I think girls can be more difficult.
Yeah, I think they can be, to be honest. Like, but it's... you know, they're just wired differently than lads, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, and like, as much as I love my daughters as well, as every now and again you want to give them a good kick in the arse, like, you know?
Yeah.
But, again, I don't know what word to use, because I use them maturing and growing up, and actually took my head off, but, you know, so I have to be careful how I phrase it, because I'm just afraid of her. But, like, you know, it's when they're going through the teenage years, they're certainly maturing, and they're getting older, and they're... my body's changing and so on and so forth. And they get snappy and you can, you know. But, like, my daughters would snap at each other and then the next day they're going shopping together, you know what I mean?
Right, so okay, yeah. It's a love-hate relationship. Yeah,
it's that type of thing, you know, the sisters thing. But overall, I think that, like, the mother saying that she's beginning to hate her daughter, I mean, that's a bit, like, Jesus Christ, woman, look, have a look and see if there is an underlying problem there with the child. Maybe she's getting in trouble in school, or maybe there's something somewhere that's bothering her. You never know. But, I mean, like teenagers, like, you know what teenagers are like, Noel. They're just going to be grumpy and inward, you know.
I mean, look, they all have their problems. They go through phases and stages in life. Sure, I don't know how many times I was told by my children when they were younger, particularly around 14 or 15, I was told I was ruining their life. I was told that in numerous. You're ruining my life. I was told that, you know, so many times. But, and yeah, they were rude by times. Yeah, they were cheeky by times, my kids.
Yeah.
All in all, they were good kids. I was very lucky, right?
Same, yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
But this parent seems to have it rough. She says her daughter, I mean, she describes her daughter as horrible. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah, but, like, I mean, to be honest with you, like, some parents are way too, you know, like, way too pally with the kids as well. Like, I mean, it's all well and good, you know, like, you love your kids and all that, but you can't be their best friend either all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you have to set boundaries and you have to set rules. They're not going to like it. Like, I understand it now, and my mother and father, when I was there, they kind of give you, you know, that, Jesus. You know, we've all done it now. But at times, as a teenager, it's like, you do stupid things, or you say stupid things, or you turn around.
Can you honestly say, Robbie, when you look at, say, the way your daughters would speak to you, and I'm not suggesting your daughters are bad kids by for a minute, right?
No.
But things that they say to you, would you have said to your parents?
Probably not, no. But, no, sure, my mother's 5'2" from Dublin, so I'm not messing with her, you know. but, no, I mean, the kids aren't angels, but, no, they wouldn't. They would turn around and have a snap every now and again, like, you know, and you just tell them, here, watch your mouth and get back in line, you know.
Yeah, because I mean, I would never have spoken back to my father.
No, never. Absolutely not. No.
Because absolutely not. Your life would have depended on us.
No, mine would have been more my mother now. Like, definitely not.
Yeah.
Jesus, no. Yeah. You know, but, like, my dad was different.
So our parents, so is the problem that parents are getting, I mean, I don't know whether you agree that children have changed somewhat, but generally speaking, this generation, but do you think parents have become soft?
Yeah, I think, as I said, like, have children changed? Absolutely. I mean, like, I'm a teenager of the 80s, you're a teenager of the 70s, you know, and I think as when the teenagers of the 90s, as it goes on, I think teenagers are changing with the times, you know. It's natural progression as, like, you know, the world changes around us. But I suppose it's difficult, like, for teenagers growing up now anyway, you know, but I think that the era that we're living in now is very consumer led as well, and everything is there and everything is instant. You know, if something happened in Afghanistan today, we probably wouldn't have learned about that till Sunday in the 70s, the 80s. You know what I mean?
I don't think we would have learned about it at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, exactly. You know, but so right now, I think kids are on it all the time, go on it all the time.
I wouldn't disagree with you. They're consuming way too much information.
Absolutely.
But hang on, Robbie. Stay there just for a second. Let me go to Dee as well. Stay there, Robbie. Dee, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. Now, you have a 13-year-old girl, Dee.
I'm new to this now.
You're new to what?
The teenage.
Oh, the teenage years. Yeah, we're all new to it at some point, Dee. Yeah. So, is your 13-year-old cheeky?
She turned on me, not physically, but she turned on me, I hate you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had that a few times, yeah. Get used to that. Yeah, you're ruining her life, all that kind of stuff, yeah.
I told her, listen, all you have to do, text your godmother and say thank you for the present.
Yeah.
My sister lives in England, you know.
Yeah, go on, keep talking.
And I said, just text your godmother. Oh, I don't have time. My friend, that shite.
So she won't even bother texting thank you for a present?
All the way from England.
Yeah. And so you told her to, but she wouldn't do it. Okay, that's, I suppose, one instant. But generally speaking, is she good?
No, she's a good girl. Yeah. Absolutely.
So what would you do if she turned into a bad girl, say at 14 or 15, and she became horrible and mean towards you?
Well, she told me already she hates me. She goes.
I don't mean to laugh, but don't feel that you're so in some sort of exclusive club there, by the way.
No, we're all there.
Well, can I tell you this now?
Yeah.
She's in school at the moment. She's, like I said, she said I ruined her life.
Yeah.
She got the flowers.
That's because you have ruined her life, but go on, yeah.
She got the flowers and all that.
Right.
And I said, come on, we go into the chemist and to buy the pads and the whole lot. And, oh, you're ruining my life.
You know what one of the biggest problems with parents as well, I've seen nowadays as well, is that the word no isn't used enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, parents seem afraid. They're afraid to say the word no to their children.
Yeah, just no. Like, can I go on a sleepover on Friday night? No, you can't because it just doesn't suit us this weekend. Or can I go to the cinema? No, not this weekend because we're doing this A, B, or C. No, simple as that. No, and if you give in all the time, then you're starting to have a problem there. You know.
Yeah, because when I obviously Aisling is a different generation to me, but when she was younger, I can only imagine what she was like. Because I listen to her now, and she goes, Aisling's favorite line, by the way, to all of us here in the radio station, is nobody's listening to me. Right? And I can imagine Aisling to her mother when she was younger.
Oh,
nobody is listening to me. I'd say she was one of the ones who said to her, "Mam, you're ruining my life." Did you, Ash? Yeah, you did, didn't you? Yeah, you did. Poor Mary.
Yeah,
okay, let me go. Stay there. Let me go to Oisín. Oisín, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Oisín?
All right, Niall. What's the crack?
What's the crack? How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad at all. Doing feck all.
Good. Oisín, so your child, well, when I say child, he's 6 foot tall.
Yeah, he's 14. No, he's nearly 15 now at this stage. And he's touching on 6 foot.
Right, so he's taller than you.
Oh, I'm 5 foot nothing.
Right, okay, all right. And he's
built like a tank.
So where does he get that from? Is his mother tall?
His mother's side of the family, they're all like big men. Now, I mean 6'2", 6'3", 6'4".
Right, okay. So he's taller than both you, anyway.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, my daughter now, she's nearly the same height as me, you know. But I'll be honest with you, I won't take crap off them.
No.
Absolutely not. Now, I don't want to come across as a tyrant, right?
Right.
I have respect for my kids. We have a laugh and a joke. We do hang out. In actual fact, an awful lot together. You know? But they do know there's a line you don't cross with daddy.
And you're a parent, and that's it. You're not their mate.
No, this is it. I can be their mate a certain amount of time and get on with them and help. You know, whatever they need to do, I'll do. Whatever has to be done, I'll do it. But there is that certain line, and they both know it.
And do they cross the line?
Oh, they push and they it's a bit like, you know, an elastic band. They'll try to stretch it as far as they can. You know what I mean? And the unfortunate part is they stretch it so far it'll snap back on them, not on me.
So what would you say to this woman, not that she's listening, but who says her love for her child, her daughter, has turned into hate and she's a horrible child?
First off, I would come down hard. Mm. Hard. I mean extremely hard. I would sit her down somewhere and say, what in the name of God is going on? What's wrong with you? And keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing until you actually find out what's going on.
Yeah, she's not too old to be sent to a room, like.
No, she isn't. Take everything off her. Take everything off her. Literally, everything.
Are we too soft on our children?
We can be.
Are you too soft, Oisín?
Me? No. Okay, let's be honest. I can be quite soft, yes.
And would they give you a cheek? Have you ever said to yourself, I would have never spoken to my parents like that, and they get away with it?
Oh, no, in fairness now, a bit like yourself, if I give back to my mum or my dad, boy, Jesus, God help me.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And this is back in the 70s.
Yeah, you'd have ended up in ICU. Yeah.
Oh, I'd be dead. You know, so I've kind of carried that forward where I don't want to be an ogre, but I've explained to them. You know,
it depends on the circumstance, doesn't it? It really does.
Well, it's your house, your rules, isn't it?
Well, this is it. I don't want to come across like an ogre, but I have said to them, I am your father, your mother is your mother. There's a line you don't cross.
Mm.
And if there's anything...
You made a very good point there as well, though. I don't think that mother and father has actually done, as you said, sat down and asked that girl, what's wrong? You know, yeah. It sounds like you haven't actually sat down and had a good conversation with Joel. I know you'll probably get back chat and flip back offer. And if there is, and if she gets pretty aggressive when they ask her that type of question, now I'm not sure as a psychologist, but then there might be an underlying problem there if she does get snappy at them or gets aggressive.
But there's a point, there's a point you get to where you have to sort of treat them with the same contempt they're treating you with. In other words, if they're going to insist on being rude and horrible to you, well, then you're just going to your room and you're getting nothing.
Oh, no, in fairness, I've done that once or twice now with both my children. I've just said, right, that's it. You've crossed the line. Go upstairs. Give me your phone. Give me your Switch. You're not going to your Xbox. You can sit up there for an hour and a half. And when you've done and you're calmed down, come back down and have a chat with me. And we'll sort it out.
Yeah.
And that usually works because they will. It's not because the technology...
And can you still do that to a six-foot child?
Yes, I can.
Still yes, a child, can. You know?
Well, he is still a child. I don't know. Teenagers are taller these days. I think there's something in the water. Stay there, Eilish. Eilish, you're an Ireland's classic kid.
Good afternoon, Niall.
Good afternoon to you. Now, your daughter...
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much, Eilish.
Tara did a great job in your absence.
I'm glad she did. I'm sure she did. I'm sure she kept us all in your place.
Yeah.
So, Eilish, your daughter was an unruly teenager, but that's changed
now. She wasn't really, really. It's just a few little small incidents, right?
Right.
And you see, when she was growing up, I was working in a German company in Aberfeld County, Limerick, where they were employing 1,200 people. So I used to say to her, Rel, I said, everybody in that factory knows me, so you cannot put a leg out of foot, you know, in the town, but I will hear it, right?
Okay.
So, what was going to say?
And when you say unruly, was she cheeky?
No, not really, not really. She was always a great girl, but kind of fell into the wrong little people.
Right, I get you. Mixing with the wrong people.
You know, and anyway, make a long story short, she used to be, you know, I remember one night, she went to the Mary's and had the Field College Limerick, right?
Yeah.
And that day, I had got a phone call from a very trusted, my sister-in-law, that, you see, I used to work nights, I used to work all shifts to make every penny I could to
fair play to you.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm in a happy relationship now with her dad, thank God. But I remember that day I got that phone call and she was at the Mary's in Aberfeld and the poor darling came home and she had a beautiful phone and she had lost it, you know,
right,
on the Mary's. So she came home and I brought the subject with her. I said, look, darling, I said, did you sneak out of the house? Because what had happened was...
Too much detail now, Eilish, because I don't have much time. So she snuck out of the house, did she?
She did.
All right, okay.
A little old lady that was minding her and went up the village with... she took our dog and to her twins.
Right.
Her twin friends.
I get it. I know where you're going.
So I threatened the life out of her.
Okay, and is that the way to deal with it, that you have to basically call it a day at some point and say things have to change?
You have to frighten the life out of her.
Frighten the life out of her, right,
absolutely. And she'd storm upstairs, like I said in my text, she hates maths. She's an English teacher now and German.
Oh, she's a teacher now?
Yes.
Well done to her. So yeah. She's doing great now, that's good. So your way to deal with it was a bit of a fright, short, sharp shock. Let me go to Michelle, because I'm running out of time. Michelle, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How are you, Michelle?
Good afternoon, how are you doing?
I'm good. So you have a teenager?
No, my teenagers are now grown up. But
oh, okay.
I had teenagers, and mine would be more of a boy thing, but the point I wanted to make was, she doesn't hate her child. She hates her child's behaviour, and there's a very big difference in that.
Yeah,
and I think... She has to remember, I got a barring order against my son.
Order against him?
Yeah, I did,
That must have got bad, mustn't it?
Yeah, well, no, it was very bad. It was really, really bad.
Did he physically threaten you?
No, I was a lot of behavioural stuff and a lot of, you know...
Right.
Yeah, kind of, you know, he never physically harmed me.
But you felt threatened.
Oh, I felt completely intimidated. And I do think that sons, if they don't have a male figure in their lives or they don't have a father figure, it's very difficult for women because it's very hard.
I can imagine.
You know, he didn't go to school for years, and I took everything. I used to take everything to work with me, the remotes for the television, everything. I'd take him to the car, but he'd go just to another friend who I didn't know wasn't going to school either, and they'd spend all day together. So it's very, very difficult.
Now, I just point out, your relationship with him now is great. It's good. You were good with it.
Yeah.
It was a phase he was going through, obviously.
Yes, but I also said to him, like, I think what she has to remember is I always said to him, I know the boy, I know the man.
Yeah.
So I get that this is where you are now, and it's really horrible for you, and it's really, really difficult, but I know who you will be, and you need to find yourself again. And I only said this to him recently. I said, do you remember I used to say that to you every time I saw you?
Yeah.
You know, I believed in him, no matter what, even though I had to make some very, very tough decisions.
Not yet. It was, nice.
I wanted to do it for him. Even though it took him years to see it, and he sees it now, and, you know, I'm not saying he's grateful for it, but, you know, it actually, funny enough...
Well, he probably is grateful.
Yeah.
You know, but it's tough, but I do think she needs to stay on top of it. Like, telling her she hates her and all that, that's standard for every parent, I think. Do you know that kind of thing?
Yeah.
And I don't think...
I think every parent in the country can... absolutely has been told at some point by their teenage child that they hate them.
Exactly.
I hate the sight of you.
You're killing me. You're running my life.
Oh, get out of my room. I hate you.
The other thing I always think the parents do, and I said this to Ruth, is just don't answer the question why. You give it, you say, I want this done, and then the minute you answer the question why, you are in a conversation which leads to an argument which leads to more trouble. It's my way or the highway. So that kind of thing. And, you know, you have to stay really, really tough and stay on them.
So in other words, when you ask them to do something, they do it there and then. There's no messing around. No, I'll do it tomorrow. And no whys. That's the most irritating word from a teenager's mouth. Why?
In fairness, it is. I'll ask my son and my daughter to do something, right? And they go, in a minute.
So annoying.
And I'm standing there going, lads, you're going to do it now. Because I don't want to have to do it
later. Yeah, but that's why you have to not get into that conversation. I mean, I've looked after a lot of teenage boys, you know, as part of something I did before. And I would be in their house with their mother. And they'd be screaming and roaring, but the deal was, I'm in charge while I was there. And to this day, they would say, you never answer the question. And I went, no, because I wouldn't get into a conversation.
I know, because it's the most common thing they'll say to you when you say, look, don't speak like that again in the house. Or don't mention that again, or whatever it is they're talking about. And they go, why?
You need to walk away.
Yeah. It goes on and on.
Lads, ladies, Michelle, Oisín, sorry, I'm running out of time. Thank you very much indeed. A lot of people texting in about that, and a lot of people obviously in the same situation. I think every parent out there who has teenage children has probably gone to a point where they hate their behaviour. Yes, as Michelle rightly said, but not hate the child. But it's so annoying, isn't it? Why? Yeah, I'll do it in a minute. No, you'll do it now. Otherwise, you go to your room. That's probably the best way to deal with it, as Oisín said. The short, sharp shock. Yeah, send them all up there.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.